Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. We hope you had a great Christmas holiday, and now we are preparing for the new year, and we're going to try and give you some ideas. This past hour, we talked about some of the best hanging plants for your home. This hour, we're going to talk about some of the best flowering plants that are easy to take care of, and I'll tell you the ones that are a little bit more difficult. And some of them aren't even out yet because it's too early. They're going to be coming out during maybe in February, early March. But I want to tell you about them, okay? So let's start, since we just finished the Christmas season, going into New Year's. What are we going to do with that poinsettia? I mean, a lot of people will say, well, I've had it for a month. I'm sick of red. In the compost pile it goes. No, don't throw it away. Keep it on your windowsill. Continue to take care of it. And what's going to happen? Probably in March, early April, the flowers will begin to fall from it. Now, a lot of us call the red, the white, or the pink leaves on that plant, the flower. But the flower are actually the little yellow button-shaped buds on the very top of each stem in the center of the colorful leaves. And the leaves are called bracts. B-R-A-C-H. Bracts. And what they are is a flowering leaf. And it's there to attract the bees to the little button for pollination. And everybody thinks that that's the blossom. It's not. It's a flowering leaf. And it changes when the hormones in the plant change. So when you get short days and a little cooler temperature, then the leaves will go from green to the color that you want. And today, with all the new hybrids, it used to be we had red and white and then pink. And now you've got speckled, you've got streaked, you've got doubles, and all kinds of creation. And some florists have even gone to the extent, and to me, it grosses me out because it's not natural, where they have sprayed a colorant on the flowers. And a blue poinsettia, to me, it doesn't go. I like stuff that's natural. I like something that's unique. But when they start spraying a plant to give it a different color, it's not real. And it's not going to be in my house. So I stick with the traditional. I like the oddball stuff, but nothing that's sprayed on doesn't belong there. So give them plenty of sun, and then in the spring, repot it. Knock it out of the pot, put it in the pot. I would go 2 to 4 inches larger, depending on the size of your plant. If you're in a little 4-inch pot, go to a 6. If you're in a 6, go to an 8. If you're an 8, go to a 12. And if you're bigger than the nate, go at least 2 to 4 inches larger. And I would go 4. Good potting soil like the black gold. Put it outside when the threat of frost is over. The colored bracts will fall. It will start to make some new growth. Now, when you put it outside, I want you to take a pair of pruners. And I want you to cut the tip of every single branch off. Just snip, snip about an inch off of every one. It will force it to produce side shoots. It will get thicker. It will get fuller. And it will control the height. The one thing with a poinsettia is they have a bad crotch. If you've got a V-shaped crotch and you get a real long branch that's 18 inches or more in length, that V-shaped crotch is going to split, and that one of the branches is going to come off. So I like to prune them back a little bit to control the size. It will give you double the amount of branches, and that means double the amount of flowers. And they'll do really, really well for you. Feed them on a monthly basis, and then in September, then you listen to the show, and I'll tell you how to make it colorful again. But it will be green all summer, and it will double its size. So you may need to put a couple of maybe like 2 or 3 little green bamboo sticks with some green string around it to hold it together so that it doesn't take over your whole house, because they will get big. In the wild, poinsettias will get 6 feet tall or more and a good 6 feet wide or more. But it's a good plant, and it will continue to give you that nice color for many, many weeks to come. Now, so we've talked about that. The cyclamen, or sickleman, great plant, loves cool temperatures. The flowers look like a butterfly, and they will flower until March. No problem. All of December, all of January, all of February, and sometimes well through the month of March. When the flower goes by, grab the flower stem with your thumb and index finger, squeeze it, bend it down about an inch, and quickly lift up on it, and it will snap right off. And you get a nice clean cut, and your flowers will keep coming. Now, in the summer, when the threat of frost is over, take your cyclamen. Repot it into a container a couple of inches larger. Fertilize it with some dynamite. And take that cyclamen and put it in a shady area of your yard, deck, porch, patio. But it wants to be in the shade. And you'll find that it will grow a lot bigger. And it will double in size during the summer. And it will start to flower in the late fall, early winter, when you bring it inside. So it's a good, easy-to-take-care-of plant. Now, this time of the year, you probably saw azaleas. White, pink, red, and a lot of bicolors. Those are florist-grade azaleas that they force to bloom for the holidays. And they're from the south. So if you live from Washington, D.C. north, they're not going to survive in your garden. It's an indoor azalea. So when you bring it in for the holidays, keep it cool. Water as needed, and don't put it in a sunny window. If you put it in a sunny window, it's going to come into bloom faster, and it will go by faster. When it gets done blooming, repot it a couple of inches. Then you can put it in a sunny window or a north-facing window. It doesn't care. Just repot it. Give it plenty of light in the spring. Put it outside on your deck. Let it grow. It will make flower buds. And you keep it outside until they really start talking about a frost. Then bring it in, put it in the north-facing window, again where it's cool, and the cooler you keep it, the longer you can delay the flowering cycle. Otherwise, it could come and bloom in October. And you don't want it bloom in October. You want it bloom for Christmas or later. So keep it cool. Feed it monthly. And repeat the process. It's not going to survive outside because it's from the south. And it won't take freezing weather, a foot of snow on it. It just isn't going to happen. So, but it's a good plant, and you will enjoy it. A plant that I love, and it's so easy to take care of, and it loves the sun, it loves the heat, it will tolerate neglect. I'll tell you after the break, but it's called Crown of Thorns, and you'll love this plant.
I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months. I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of the better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking about flowering plants to give you a little excitement in your home during the winter when it's cold and snowing and you don't want to go shovel, you don't want to go play in it. You want to stay inside where it's nice and warm and enjoy your indoor garden. And one of my favorites is called a crown of thorns. It loves a brightly lit window, a really hot spot. Grows on a stem about the thickness of your thumb. It's covered with some of the most incredible thorns. So this is a plant you're going to grab by the foliage because these are good thorns. Great foliage, kind of a gray-green color, and the flowers are rounded in shape, and they come in red, pink, yellow, and white, and there's new hybrids coming out all the time, but it is an absolutely great flowering plant, blooms all year. As long as you water as needed, and it's a type of cactus, so it likes it a little bit on the dry side. Feed it on a monthly basis. Use some dynamite a couple times a year. But the crown of thorns is unique, and it's a nice-looking flower, and you can't kill the plant unless you overwater. So go easy with that, okay? Now, we talked about begonias as far as in a hanging basket, but the Reiger begonias, they come in shades of white, pink, yellow, orange. They'll bloom all winter long, and they're really easy to take care of. Big leaves. Medium to deep green in color. They don't like to be misted, and all begonias don't like to be misted. They'll do real well. And all kinds of different textures and colors. And it's not something that you'll find in every greenhouse. But you go to a larger greenhouse that has a lot of tropical plants, they'll have a section of these Reiger begonias. And also the Rex begonia. And the Rex begonia is incredible. Different textures of the foliage, different colors. Nice flowers. Flowers are pink. They're not as dramatic as the Reiger. The Reiger is a German hybrid. These are more pink in color on long stems. But the foliage is much, much better. Now, if you have a house that's either oil heat or solar, but not any forced hot air. So no electric forced air and no gas forced hot air. You can buy a gardenia. Gardenia needs humidity. So oil heat is the champion if you want to have a gardenia. Great white flowers. They're available at your local nursery greenhouse right now. They're all in bud. A few flowers on them. What I want you to do is this. When you buy the plant, if it's in a pot and the sides of the pot are straight up and down, like a shrubbery pot that you would get an azalea or a rhododendron in, that means it has not been repotted. It's probably pot-bound. It's in artificial soil, and it will dry out quickly. So I want you to knock it out of that pot. Put it in a pot 2 inches larger. Use some good, real dirt type potting soil, and it will do a lot better. So if it's in a flared pot, it's telling you that the nursery bought them, they repotted them, and they're going to do a lot better. Now, gardenias, the more light you can give them, the more sun you can give them, the better. If your house is dry, measure the width of your foliage. And let's say your foliage is a foot wide. Buy a plastic saucer a foot. Fill it with stone. Set your plant on top of the stone. And every morning, fill the saucer with water. And then spray every single bud and all the leaves. And they'll do beautiful. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been talking about some of the really easy to take care of plants, and some of them are not so easy. But I think the plant that's the king of all of the plants during the winter months is the orchid. Now, if you're new at orchids, I want you to pick out a plant called the Phalaenopsis orchid. Phalaenopsis. That's the easiest of all of the orchids. It will rebloom every year all by itself. And when you buy the plant, if you can buy it so that there's only a few flowers on each stem in bloom, and the rest of the stem is buds, and make sure that the buds that haven't opened are nice and solid and smooth. You don't want any wrinkled buds. You don't want any yellow buds. You want them nice and deep green. If they're yellow or they're wrinkled, they've dried out and they're going to fall. So spend the extra money, and it's not going to cost you any more to go to a greenhouse than to go to a box store. Because the stuff at the box store, a lot of the buds are going to fall. Nothing against them. They sell 2x4s. They don't know how to take care of plants. So buy your orchids from a greenhouse or a nursery. Or if they just got them in at the box store, you haven't had a chance to kill it yet, buy them. But make sure the buds are healthy. And an orchid will bloom for 3 to 4 months. Did you hear that? 3 to 4 months. And they come in all kinds of colors. They look like a big butterfly. And they are absolutely wonderful. They come in either a pot with bark or a pot with stones. And what you do, a couple times a week, take the pot, put it in the sink, get all the wood chips, the bark that's there wet, then put it back on your saucer of stone, give it plenty of light, and it can take full sun during the winter months, and it will do better in full sun. And an orchid will grow in any house, in all kinds of colors. But Phalaenopsis is the easiest and the longest blooming. In the summer, you put it outside. When you bring it in the fall, it will be starting to make new stems because it blooms every year on the anniversary of when it bloomed the previous year, and you'll love it. Now, if you want something that's fun, bromeliads. And bromeliads are plants that are kind of a tubular or a trumpet-shaped center. And they come with yellow, orange, red, purple, green, lavender, pink, all kinds of color combinations, and they keep that color for several months. And when they're done blooming, you repot them, they'll make side shoots, and they'll continue to bloom almost nonstop. They're almost, well, they are in the pineapple family. And you will love the flowers of the bromeliad. The secret is that trumpet-shaped stem that the leaves grow around will be hollow. And you've got to add water in the middle of the foliage. That is what really helps your plant a great deal. Okay? So always add, when you're watering the plant, add water in the center of the trumpet foliage. And it will last a lot longer. Now, as we get beyond New Year's, you'll start to see primrose. And primrose are great houseplants. They don't bloom for a long period of time. But there's the primrose. You keep it on a windowsill. All kinds of colors. Blue, yellow, orange, red. And when they get done blooming, you pull off all the flowers. Keep it actively growing like any other houseplant. And then in the spring, you plant it in your garden. And it will come back year after year after year. And there are many varieties. Now, there's your regular primrose with the big flowers. But then there's some hybrids. And the hybrids will bloom much longer. They love the heat, while the traditional primrose likes it cool. And one of them is called the fairy primrose. Delicate foliage, delicate pink blooms, and they are beautiful. And then there's some German primrose with great big flowers, big stems, big leaves. And they'll bloom for a couple of months at the same time. Very easy to take care of. Also coming up, as we get later on into the winter, the zebra plant. And I love this plant. Foliage, green and white stripes. Just like a zebra, except it's not green, they're black. But this is green and white stripes. Grows on a stem, and when you see them, you're in for a surprise, because on the tip of the branch, it will produce yellow flowers. So you get beautiful yellow flowers with variegated foliage, and that plant stays variegated all year. When it gets done blooming, which is usually about 2 months long anyways. Break off the flower buds, clean it up, repot it. It will produce side shoots. It will get larger and larger. And then in the fall, when you bring it in, it will already be making buds for the winter. So it's a really easy to take care of plant. Got a lot of color, a lot of character, and I know that you will love it. An old-fashioned plant, Spathiphyllum. It has a white flower that resembles the palm of your hand. And at the base of the palm of your hand, looks like a little cattail. And some people call them the little boy plant because of the cattail at the base of the palm of your hand. And Spathiphyllum has traditionally been sold in dish gardens and as a potted plant. And everybody always thinks that it will do real well in a low light room. And it will. It will do great in a low light room. The only problem is it won't flower again. So if you have a Spathiphyllum and you want it to rebloom, put it in a sunny window. And during the summer, put it out on your deck, on your porch, where it's going to get sun up until noon. And afternoon, shade, like on a porch. It's got the overhang of the porch. And it's going to get bright light. And that Spathiphyllum will rebloom. Now, its counterpart is called the Anthurium. A different leaf, more waxy. But the flower comes in red or pink or white. And the flower is thick and leathery. And that will bloom for a couple of months also. And you'll see them around Valentine's Day in February. And you'll also see them as the cut flower. But a potted Anthurium in pink, red, or white. If you can keep it cool, water as needed, it will do wonderful and bloom for a long period of time. And it's a very, very unique flower. And again, similar, the Spathiphyllum. It looks like your hand with a little cattail at the base of it. Almost like the Queen Mother waving at you. And I know you will like it. Now, your Christmas cactus, when it gets done blooming, what I want you to do is to take that plant, fertilize it, put it in your basement, or put it in a room where it's going to be kept cool. Now, Christmas cactus like cool growing conditions, and they're like short days. And when I lived in Massachusetts, I would take my Christmas cactus, go in the basement, because it stayed about 50, and I would put it on the rim of the basement windows. You know, the little windows are about 2 feet long and maybe a foot high. And they have a screen in them. I would put them there, and within 4 or 5 weeks, they come into bloom again. But if you've got a bedroom you're not using, and it faces north, and you want to make sure that there's no lights on in there because it needs short days, that Christmas cactus will rebloom again within a month. And it should bloom 3 times. Once in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, once again in probably late January, and then once again in late February, early March. When it's done blooming, repot it. It will get bigger and bigger. If you want to take cuttings, look at the foliage. It looks like the fingers on your hand. It has like knuckles. You break it off at a knuckle. You don't need to cut it. Just grab a hold of the leaf and bend it, and it will snap easy. Dip it in some rooting powder, and it will root very easy. A 4-inch pot, I put 3 or 4 of the little cuttings in it. In a 6-inch, I may put 6 to 8 of them. And in a bigger pot, I'll put more. And if you want, you can mix red, pink, white, yellow, peach, all in the same pot. Put different cuttings in each, and you'll have a really pretty-looking Christmas cactus. Now, a plant that everybody loves is the amaryllis. Big, big flowers, big trumpets. If you're going to buy an amaryllis, stay away from the boxed amaryllis. The boxed amaryllis are what's left over. They're small bulbs. They'll give you one stem with 2, maybe 3 flowers. What you want is the number 1, the premium amaryllis, and they don't come in a box. The bulb will be loose. They may even be potted from the garden center. But you want it to be the size of a softball. And if you can get an amaryllis the size of a softball, expect 3 to 5 stems with 3 to 4 flowers per stem.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We were talking about amaryllis, and I want you to get the biggest bulb you can get, because when you buy a boxed amaryllis, you're paying for the box. You're paying for that little plastic pot. And they give you a little bag of soil, which is not enough to plant a radish in it. So buy the big bulbs. And they come in all colors. When they get them blooming, you cut off the stem as close to the foliage as possible. Keep it near a window, brightly lit, in the spring when the threat of frost is over. Repot it 2 to 3 to 4 inches larger. Leave it out on your deck in full hot sun. And that bulb will just get bigger and bigger. It needs to rebuild the energy that it took to make the flowers. When the kids go to school, take that potted amaryllis, put it in your cellar, leave it on the floor or in your garage, and say to the bulb, I'll see you after Christmas. So put it someplace where it won't freeze. It's going to turn yellow. It's going to turn brown. You're going to go in there, cut off all the dead leaves, and don't water it. Just leave it alone. It's going to lay dormant. And then after Christmas, bring it up, add water, some fertilizer, and it will get even bigger and flower even better. But the secret, lots of sun, fertilizer every 2 weeks during the summer, monthly in the house. The amaryllis is from Africa, so it loves the heat. The hotter it gets, the better it's going to grow for you. Paper whites, get them now. Bring them home. Put them in the vegetable crisper and use them as you need. If you plant them in soil, when they're done blooming, cut off the flower stem. Allow the foliage to stay near a window. Stick them in the worst window that you've got, but it's got to be near a window for a month so that the foliage can take the energy from the light, from the sun. Put it back into the bulb, and then in April, early May, plant it in your garden, and it will rebloom the following spring all by itself for you. Now, if you want something fun, something different, and again, you're going to have to look around, there's a plant called a flowering maple. And the leaf looks like a small maple leaf. The blossom is about 2 inches, and it comes in all different shades. And this is a plant that you can use in a window box outside or in a container during the summer and then bring it inside during the winter. So the flowering maple, it blooms all year round. As long as you feed it, if it gets to be too tall, cut it back, it will bush out, it'll make new shoots, and it will continue to bloom. And your hibiscus, oh, we can't forget the hibiscus. We've had that on that deck all year long and made great flowers, and we've brought it in, and all of a sudden it's not blooming the way it should. It's hungry. If you want your hibiscus to bloom all year round, you need to feed that plant every time you water. So once every 10 days, once every 2 weeks, during the winter, feed it. It's hungry. And the more you feed it, the better it's going to flower. Now, if it's getting to be too big, too tall, if you've got a branch that's not flowering, cut it back by a third. And what I do, once they start to get to be too big, is I will take a third of the plant, and I normally start in the fall when I bring it in. I'll take a third of the branches that are not blooming, cut them back by 25 to 30%. I'll wait 2 weeks. I'll take another third of the branches, scattered evenly, cut those back, wait another 2 weeks, and then the remaining third, cut those back. And by the time I've pruned the final third of the plant, the branches that I did originally, the first third, then I'm making buds. But they love to be fed. And the more you feed them, the more they're going to flower.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.